We're going to talk now with Major General Alan Batchelet. He's head of the Army's Recruitment Command, and it might be one of the most important domestic posts in the U.S. military right now because of two opposing trends in military recruitment. On the one hand, the Army is actually exceeding its recruitment goals. On the other, it's harder than ever to find young people qualified because of major health and social trends, and that could have a profound effect on the 21st century military. General Batchelet joins us now from Louisville, Kentucky. And General, let's start with this. Among Americans ages 17 to 24, 70% of them are not qualified to join the Army?
Yeah, isn't that? That's troubling, isn't it? It's a societal, there's a number of societal trends that are contributing to that. Fitness, your moral qualifications in the sense that you don't have a criminal background, and then your cognitive or academic qualifications, those are the three main areas that we look at. And increasingly, young people aren't qualified. I have a little phrase that we like to kick around that we want young people to be qualified for life, whether they join the Army or not. And, they make decisions when we're often young and impressionable, and sometimes we regret those decisions. But the factors that we use to measure and evaluate people to join the Army, increasingly, they're not able to meet those requirements. And it's very troubling. And the trends are not in the good direction, especially in regards to fitness.
So, I mean, we're talking about obesity, basically, or other health issues.
We are. Obesity. Young people are showing up at our doors increasingly unfit or obese, and it's a real problem. Today, about 15% or so are disqualified for obesity. Of those, the 70% number that you just mentioned, we attribute somewhere around 15 to 20% are disqualified for obesity. And we think by 2020, that number could go to 50%.
So how are you going to keep meeting these goals then?
What we're really talking about is the all-volunteer force is a kind of a demand-based model, and it's always relied on sufficient supply. And so one of the ways is to try and find ways to increase supply, those that are qualified. And then another way is to try and reach those that are kind of on the fence. The numbers that we're talking about, we believe only about 15% of young Americans are propensed, that's the term we use, or interested in serving in the Army. But there are a large pool of individuals that are qualified, but they just aren't interested. And so one of the things that we're looking at is how do we get them to express some interest or at least consider, talking to a recruiter as one of their options.
Yeah. I'm also interested, we were talking about physical fitness, but there has been a lot of attention for obvious reasons on mental fitness as well regarding potential recruits or even members of the United States military.
Right.
Because earlier this year, as you know, a major study found that nearly one in five U.S. soldiers had a common mental illness such as depression or ADHD even before enlisting in the Army. And the study basically raised questions about the military's assessment and screening of recruits. So I'm wondering, what sort of mental health screening goes on for recruits, and has that been improved?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So, first, I think it's important to remind everyone that the Army is very respectful of personal privacy. And so as you come into the Army, we do ask screening questions, and then there's a medical evaluation that is done by a medical professional, a doctor, and then a determination is made on whether or not a young person needs a little more follow-up in regards to any particular area that might be disqualifying. And so it's a fairly rigorous screening process. But in the end, it does rely on an individual's self, identification that they might have had an issue in the past, because we are respectful of their privacy. Increasingly, ADHD is one of those that, young people are treated for. We see it more prevalently. So that, you wouldn't be surprised that, soldiers are representative of society, that more and more of them that present themselves to us have had that condition or have been treated for it. Today, if you want to join the Army, you have to have been off of your medications or your treatment for a year prior to entry.
Hmm. I mean, is that enough? Do you think that's enough, especially as the jobs and the places and the missions that soldiers are being asked to do and will be asked to do in the future are going to be changing so rapidly?
Bluntly, I don't know that I know the answer. I mean, we're constantly evaluating. We do know that many of those soldiers that were treated for ADHD or behavioral kind of characteristics. They do attrit out at a higher rate. We would prefer that, you know, that they stay and that, you know, they complete their initial enlistments or even re-enlist. But they have to be ready and resilient is the term we use in the Army. That's kind of what you just proposed, that when they do go into austere locations, there are a lot of demands, both mentally and physically. Mm-hmm. And so inside of the Army, we also have a number of programs that are designed to reinforce or to build their strength. And like I mentioned, we have a campaign called Ready and Resilient, and it's designed to, you know, reinforce and to build their capability from, you know, a mental perspective.
Well, General Bachelet, let me ask you bluntly, if I may, given all these challenges that you and Army recruiters are facing, do you feel confident? Do you have the optimism that the U.S. military will be able to recruit the best and brightest into its ranks?
Yeah, that's a really important question. And, you know, as I sit here today, I'm increasingly concerned that we may not be able to without some dramatic changes in the way we go about recruiting. But societally, we are facing, and I've mentioned in some other forums, that in my judgment, there is a real national security issue here involved with, you know, our citizens and society and where we're trending. We've increasingly criminalized youth behavior. Things that wouldn't have, you know, been on our criminal record years ago today are, and those can disqualify you. Not that that's wrong, but it's just a condition that we have to work in. So I think there are some really troubling signs on the horizon that we may not be able to find the quality that we seek or need. And without that, you know, solid quality foundation, we would be hard-pressed to, you know, respond to whenever the nation needs us next.
Well, that's Major General Alan Bachelet. He's the commanding general of the U.S. Army Recruiting Command. General Bachelet, it was so fascinating and a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much for your time.
Well, thanks very much for having us. We appreciate the opportunity to help get our story out. I think these are important issues that we all face as a country, and having a discussion about them is a good first step to resolving the challenges we face.